Prophecy Comes Alive by Douglas S. Winnell, read by Dylan King. Coming End Time Conflicts. Many modern scholars conclude that the only available guide to political scientists is human logic and patterns of human behavior that can be discerned over time. That's from The Improbable War, Christopher Coker, pages 1 and 2. However, this secular academic approach overlooks a source that has and does predict the future in the dynamic field of international relations. The God of the Bible boldly claims that he alone can predict the future and bring it to pass. Study Isaiah 41, verses 21 through 24, and Isaiah 46, verses 8 through 11. And that he removes kings and raises up kings, as we see in Daniel 2, verses 20 and 21, and Daniel 4, verse 35. Contrary to what modern scholars assert, the Bible has long foretold that specific nations will be involved in major end-time conflicts just before Jesus Christ returns to this earth, and those prophecies are coming alive today. Ancient Bible Prophecies. When his disciples asked Jesus, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" he told them to watch for a specific series of events that will include widespread religious deception, wars and rumors of wars, natural disasters and disease epidemics, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, that he said would be the beginning of sorrows, signposts that the end of the age is near. Read that account in Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8, and Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 8. The scriptures state that wars and rumors of wars and other calamities will culminate in a great tribulation that will threaten the future existence of human civilization unless Jesus Christ returns to intervene and save mankind from utter destruction. Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Prophecies in the book of Daniel add more details to this end-time scenario. About 550 BC, Daniel recorded, "At the time of the end, the king of the south will attack the king of the north, but the king of the north will retaliate and move his forces into the Middle East to occupy Jerusalem and overrun Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. The king of the north will then be disturbed by news from the east and the north." Daniel 11, verses 40 through 45. Prophecies in Daniel 2 and 7 indicate this king of the north will have historical links to the ancient Roman Empire. Prophecies about two beasts in Revelation 13 reveal that the king of the north, the beast from the sea, will be motivated by Satan and aided by a prominent religious figure, the beast from the land, who will work miracles. Revelation 17 pictures this religious figure riding the beast, promoting and influencing the policies of the king of the north. 10 kings or nations will give their power to the king of the north for a short period to establish a trading network with the merchants of the earth, before eventually turning on the religious leader. Study Revelation 17, verses 12 and 13, and verse 16. The king of the south mentioned in Daniel 11 and verse, I think it might be verse 16, actually. The king of the south, mentioned in Daniel 11:40, appears to be an Arab-Muslim confederation that will arise at the end of the age, see Psalm 83, verses 1 through 8, to challenge the traditionally Christian powers of Western Europe that have dominated the Arab world for centuries. The news out of the east and north that disturbs the European king of the north appears to come from China and Russia. Prophecies in Daniel 11:44 and Revelation 9, verses 1 through 12, indicate the king of the north will launch an attack towards nations in the east. Revelation 9, verses 13 through 18, and Revelation 16, verse 12, indicate that the kings of the east will then counterattack with a large army from east of the Euphrates River and move into the Middle East to face the king of the north. However, these combined armies will be confronted and defeated by the returning Jesus Christ, as we read in Revelation 17, verse 14, and Revelation 11, verse 15. This is the detailed end-time scenario recorded in ancient Bible prophecies. Prophetic trends in the modern world. Current events appear to be moving in the direction outlined in the scriptures. Today, European nations are striving to form a joint defense force in the face of threats from Islamic extremists and growing numbers of unassimilated Muslim immigrants. Europe is also threatened by Russia's attempts to reclaim influence and control of territory in Eastern Europe, the rise of ISIS, and its attempt to establish a caliphate by violence and brutality is bringing together fractious Arab Muslim countries who are seeking to establish a united front against this rising power. That's from A Pan-Arab Military Remains Elusive, Stratfor, February 24, 2015. This reaction to ISIS could foster the appearance of the biblical King of the South. In Europe, Germany is emerging as the economic and political leader of the troubled European Union. That's from German Europe by Ulrich Beck. Calls are also being heard for Germany to play a bigger military role to counter Russia's aggressive moves. See, bring back the panzers to bolster NATO, The Times, February 20th, 2015. Gathered around Germany, representatives of 10 European nations have formed a Berlin Club to discuss ideas for Europe's future. From PressEurope.com, March 21, 2012, see Revelation 17 and verse 12. Also in Europe, the Pope in Rome is attempting to pull together the separated branches of Christendom. These efforts to deal with internal Muslim problems, Islamic threats from the south, and Russian threats from the east could result in the emergence of the biblical King of the North, aided by a powerful religious figure prophesied in Revelation 13, 17, and 18. Read our article, Resurgent Germany, a Fourth Reich. That's in tomorrow's World Magazine, September-October 2007. As for the kings of the East, recent decades have witnessed the rise of China, a nation with memories of centuries of humiliation and exploitation at the hands of the West, and a strong desire to take its rightful place on the world stage as the leading nation in Asia. See, Is This China's Century? Tomorrow's World Magazine, September-October 2013. The fact that China and Russia have conducted joint military maneuvers and Chinese military leaders have stated that it is, quote, absolutely necessary that we quietly nurse our sense of vengeance. We must conceal our abilities and bide our time, end of quote, indicates the kings of the East will be ready when the time comes to fulfill ancient biblical prophecies. That's from Bernstein and Monroe, The Coming Conflict with China, page 3. Surprisingly, absent from this end-time prophetic scenario is the current global superpower, the United States, along with its longtime ally, Great Britain. However, Bible prophecies reveal that Israelite descended nations will be in deep trouble in the last days because they have turned away from God. Study Deuteronomy 32, verse 29, and Jeremiah 3, verse 21, and Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Numerous prophecies indicate their allies will turn against them. Read Jeremiah 30, verse 14, and Ezekiel 16, verse 37, and Ezekiel 23, verses 4 through 10. And their downfall will come suddenly. Read Isaiah 9, verse 14, Isaiah 29, verse 5, and Isaiah 30, verse 13. Another terrorist attack in the U.S. or a coming clash in the Western Pacific with China, which sees America's satellites and internet coordination of its battle groups as its Achilles heel, see Asia's Cauldron, page 26, could hasten that demise and lead to the fulfillment of ancient Bible prophecies that have long predicted these coming end-time conflicts. As these prophetic events come together, we need to prepare for Christ's return. In order for you to better prepare for Christ's return, request our free booklet, The Beast of Revelation. This booklet is available on our website and is always free, and you can order it by special request on audio CD.